Proverbs for the day, Proverbs chapter 11 for March the 11th. Proverbs chapter 11 for March the 11th. Proverbs 11 verses 4 down to verse 6. Riches profit not in the day of wrath, but righteousness delivereth from death. The righteousness of the perfect shall direct his way, but the wicked shall fall by his own wickedness. The righteousness of the upright shall deliver them, but transgressors shall be taken in their own naughtiness. Now, these are some great verses to help us with something, and I'm just going to divide it up into two things to kind of put our attention on. We're talking about this word righteousness. Watch. Riches profit not in the day of wrath, but righteousness delivers from death. So in verse 4, he contrasts riches versus righteousness. Verse 5, the righteousness of the perfect shall direct his way, but the wicked shall fall by his own wickedness. So he contrasts wickedness and righteousness. Riches and righteousness, wickedness and righteousness. Verse 6, the righteousness of the upright shall deliver them, the transgressors shall be taken in their own naughtiness. So he takes naughtiness and contrasts it with righteousness. And for the sake of the time and the thought of this devotion, I want us to look at this thing of righteousness. Because righteousness is the antidote for riches, for wickedness, and for naughtiness. And one of the things that I have learned in life, if I can get a hold of the real thing, if I can get a hold of the genuine thing, if I can get a hold of what everything else is a counterfeit of, I'm further down the road than if I spend a lot of time trying to deal with all the counterfeits. You see, riches is a counterfeit for righteousness. Wickedness is a counterfeit. It's antithesis of righteousness. Naughtiness is an antithesis for righteousness. So, number one, righteousness in our Bible. What is a practical way to look at this word where it says that righteousness delivereth from death, or righteousness directs my way, and then righteousness shall deliver? How can I understand? Number one, righteousness is right being. Right being. B-E-I-N-G. Right being. In other words, you get saved. When you get saved, when you come to Jesus Christ and you're born again, he gives you a new nature inside. You have the old nature resisting, called the flesh. You have the new nature, the spirit. So you're saved. Now, right being comes into your life when you're saved and you're obeying and loving and pursuing God. As the dear brother wrote, The Pursuit of God, A.W. Tozer wrote The Pursuit of God, a little booklet, a very good one, a blessing. And there's countless ways in which men have exhorted us, helped us, led us, and instructed us, the old timers. You say, why the old timers? Because the new timers, they don't care all that much about righteousness, Bible righteousness, right being. I'm not right with God if I'm not both in agreement and in practice with what God holds true. What's happened is mankind has become the measure. Mankind has become the standard. The individual has become a law unto themselves, a form of anarchy, a form of the book of Judges in which every man did that was right, which was right in his own eyes. And so when I think about righteousness, the first thing I think is right being. How does that start? It starts with me getting saved. It doesn't start with me joining the church. It doesn't start with me making an affirmation that God is right. It doesn't start with me reading the Bible. It starts with God, right being. But right being is only continued in experience in my life where I can get something out of it, as in verses 4, 5, and 6. The only way that can happen is if what I'm doing personally is in accordance with, in agreement with the Lord God. How can two walk together except they be agreed? And so there's times we have to adjust our attitude. There's times we have to literally say no to that old nature thinking. There's times we have to cast down imaginations, cast down thoughts, anything that is not in obedience to Christ, and we have to exercise that. You don't hear a lot of it taught. Or you'll hear discipline of thinking as if being an athlete and being able to control your mind is what the Christian life is equal to, and it's not. It goes well beyond that. Do we exercise discipline? Yes. Do we have to exercise, literally exercise discernment, yes. We have to exercise right being. Secondly, right doing. It has to move from being to doing in order for it to be true righteousness. Bob Jones Sr. would say, do right till the stars fall. I'm going to tell you this, the exception proves and not overthrows the rule. When a believer, when you or I stumble or we come up short, that's not the rule. It proves that the rule is that righteousness is what keeps us in relationship with God practically. Right being is the beginning of it. Right being leads to right doing. Nothing about this life is this life to a child of God. Nothing about this life. You say, well, you go home and eat. That's true. But when I'm supposed to give thanks for my food to God. So I'll remember it. When I drink a glass of water, I'm supposed to give thanks to God. When I breathe the air I breathe, I'm supposed to give thanks to God. Because in Romans chapter 1, when they quit thanking God is when amazing perversion and corruption happened. God gives us very simple formulas because we as humans are pretty simple. If you and I would get death in the right perspective, it would help us. Death for a Christian, physical death, means I go to heaven. I go absent from the body, is present with the Lord. How on earth could that be bad? Oh, I understand. It might happen at an inconvenient time to those who are left behind. Etc., etc. But how could we act like God had done some unjust thing or some horrible thing? Listen, if I save this life and use it for me, I lose it. If I lose this life and I give it to Jesus Christ, I save it. Example, you've heard me use it before. If you had $100,000 and you went down and you were wanting to get more for your money than the $100,000, you want to get interest, you want to get a return, okay? You cannot go in and put it, say, in a bank account, or you cannot go invest it and say, I want to be able to spend out of this account whenever I feel like it, but I want you to give me the full return on the $100,000. They're going to laugh you right out of the building. You have to do without, you have to lose something in order for it to gain. And even in money, and even in properties, etc. And so it's 100 times, 1,000 times more so in your Christian life. If you want something out of your life when you get to heaven, you know what you're going to have to do? You personally are going to have to lose your life here. That's what our Heavenly Father has decreed. And it makes all the sense in the world. I give Him my life here, and what happens? He gives me it's incomparable, it's unmeasured, a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. I mean, this is fact. This is Bible. Righteousness. Do right. Why? Because it flows out of my right being. Now, you don't do right to become right. You don't do right to get righteousness. We do right because it flows out of being right. So today, if there's some part of you that's not right, an attitude, a belief, an emotion, a spirit, just something's crossed with man or God, take care of it. And that would be the greatest effect this devotion could have.